Good evening to everybody. Good to be with you again tonight. I run, but I'm not a runner. I drive, but I'm not a professional driver. I build, and I consider myself a builder. I travel, but I'm not a traveler. I sing, but I'm not a singer. I name the name of Christ. Does that make me a Christian? I do things that Christians do. Does that make me a Christian? I try to follow the principles that Christians follow. Does that make me a Christian? If you would, turn with me to 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. We then, this is verse 1, just reading verses 1 and 2. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We dabble in a lot of things. I've got a lot of things that I enjoy doing. One of the things that I'm enjoying right now, I'm enjoying working with Edward on the crew. I'm dabbling in working on the crew for a while. I'm really, really enjoying myself. I think I could sink myself into this for quite a long time. But anyway, I'm enjoying the conversations that we're having back and forth to work. And you know, there's a lot of things that we enjoy doing. Edward's got a lot of hobbies that he's interested in, and some of them I can relate with, some I really can't. When he talks about engines, I just sort of glaze over. But a lot of things, we aren't that way. We enjoy so many things. We dabble in so many things. We can never afford to dabble with Christ. It's so important, it's so crucial that when we name the name of Christ, that we're all in, that we're not partially, that we aren't Christians on the side the way we are a lot of other things on the side. Part of who we are, but not really what we would call ourselves. This is who I am. Does the fact that we come to church on a Sunday morning, or the fact that you're at church now, make you a Christian? Absolutely not. Does the fact that I do my best to maintain purity or maintain an even keel, I don't get angry, does that make me a Christian? Absolutely not. What makes a difference? Jump down here to verse 10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. I think that's part of the key right there. Having nothing, and yet possessing all things. How do we hold the things that we have? The thorns and the briars that are in our lives. So many things that come to... Take our attention away from Christ and away from our spiritual walk. Are we willing to let those things go, hold them as nothing, so that we can possess everything? I think that's so important. We can follow a list of Christian virtues. It doesn't make us a Christian. Doing things that we admire in other people does not make us admirable. Correlation does not equal causation. In other words, just because things have a similarity doesn't mean that they cause the things that we like to happen. And if we see somebody that we admire, we say, oh, this man has the Spirit of the Lord, and I would love to have some of that power. And so we try to emulate that person. Let's never fall into that trap. But let's follow Christ. Let's follow Christ with everything we have. Tonight we're going to be talking, we're thinking about searching our hearts. And let's truly search them. As this verse that we read said, behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And so many times, I think we can try to force God into a mold. And we have him neatly packaged up. And we, in a way, we try to keep him appeased. Keep our consciences off our back. Is that enough? The Bible says that we reap what we sow. What will we sow if we're reaping apathy and indifference, spiritual laziness? Can we expect to reap power? Can we expect to reap the fruit of the Spirit? Can we expect to reap the strength that comes from being people of God? What are we giving God? Are we letting the things of the world go so that we can possess all things spiritually? Are we clinging to those things? The way we do things, even the things that we do in obedience, the attitude that we have, the motivation, the view of ourselves, can actually be as important as the things themselves that we are doing. Because the why is more fundamental than the what. God is interested in our obedience. But I think true obedience is discipling ourselves after Christ, not discipling ourselves after a set of principles that we think model Christ. Let's follow Christ. We can't compartmentalize our Christianity because one part affects the whole. If we, and I know that's easy for me to do, and I think maybe it's easier for men to do. Their brains are like pigeonholes. You've got this spot, this spot, this spot, this spot. Here's work, here's hobby, here's family, here's Christianity, here's God. And we compartmentalize all those things. They say that women's brains are more like spaghetti. You tug on it at any one point and it affects everything. So you tug over here in the family and what do you know? Work jumps out at you. Maybe we should be more like that, men. It's all connected. One part affects the whole. And we can't compartmentalize these things away and just say, well, since I'm doing well over here, it doesn't matter. Tonight, let's open our minds to ourselves, open our eyes to ourselves, and not see what we can do to merely appease our consciences, but let's see what we can do to sow seeds of righteousness and to sow for a future that includes heaven. Because I really think it's that serious. If we're not, if we're dabbling, if we're just getting by, if we're not really taking God seriously, do you think he'll take us seriously? Turn over to Matthew 6. So many times we get the idea that we need to get our lives straightened up so that we can be good enough for God. It doesn't work that way either. Let's give our lives to God as they are tonight and be honest with ourselves. And you know, if we're brave enough to stand back and take a look at ourselves, God will show us where we are. And sometimes we don't want to see. We just we want to believe the best about ourselves. But let's not look at each other. Let's look at what God, at the way God looks at us tonight, and ask him to open our minds to ourselves. And this is what Jesus says here in verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. He's talking here specifically about money. And obviously this is a great stumbling block for us in many, many times. But it can be about anything that takes the place of God in our lives. Let's not let anything take that place, take the place of God. And the scriptural call is for us to be strangers and pilgrims. That's who we are. That's part of what our definition, our self-definition should be. That tonight, we're Americans. We're in America, but we're not Americans. We're strangers and pilgrims. We're citizens of the heavenly kingdom. Tonight, who are you? Let's kneel for prayer.